The Walton County school system started the school year with no furlough days scheduled. But as budget numbers came in, the 2013-14 school year was looking grim, with a projected need for at least 4 furlough days. Rather than go back on what he considered to be a promise to employees, Superintendent Gary Hobbs decided to ask them what they wanted to do: take some furlough days this year or take more next year.
We had 72% that said, yes, let's go ahead and get 2 done this year. We felt like we needed to go ahead and honor their request, but we didn't want to go back on what we had told them at the beginning of the year.
Those 2 days will save the school system $660,000 and will affect 1,100 full-time employees. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.